This is episode 2260 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day four of our series we're exploring this week, to tame your temper, to manage anger. And this is one of the most important skills you can learn, especially because today it seems like people are feeling a little more vulnerable and are provoked a little more easily. You may find yourself being emotionally provoked more often. If you find that this is a series you'd like to explore a little more deeply, you are invited to 30-minute full guided meditation experiences on the Sip and Om meditation app. You receive a journal for the week to manage your anger, as well as a slowdown guide with an herbal tea recommended for this week's theme, and also with a yoga asana, yoga pose that you can do before you meditate. This is going to help you go a little more deeply into this series. On that slowdown guide are each day's meditation techniques. So you can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 7 days absolutely free, so you can enjoy the entire 7-day series we are exploring this week. So I want to ask you, before I guide you through today's meditation, how is your challenge coming along? You are on an emotional healing quest. And this is a challenge where you begin to notice the different parts of yourself that feel emotionally vulnerable, and to begin to pinpoint how you can channel this anger or these big emotions to find more peace. And this doesn't necessarily mean that you may resolve all the stress or anxiety that comes your way each day. What it does mean is that even with awareness as to how you're emotionally provoked, you can begin to heal. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't even need to make progress emotionally. You may still be triggered by the same kinds of events over and over again, despite your best efforts. But when you begin to notice how you respond to certain situations, you naturally gear up and prep yourself or prepare yourself. And that's what today's meditation is all about. It's a way for you to begin to come up with solutions to move yourself forward. It's not bad to have stress. It's really how you position yourself or how you deal with the stress that determines how badly or how well it impacts you. So you could think of it a little like you might your exercise routine. If you exercise, you notice that you have certain parts of your body that are pretty strong and pretty toned anyways. But you always seem to struggle, let's say, with your abdominal area. So your stomach muscles seem forever flabby, regardless of how many tightening, strengthening, toning exercises you do. And that's okay, because you can still enjoy how your body moves and the strength you feel in other areas of your body. Think about those ongoing triggers that you might have. There are different kinds of these stressors. And when you feel your temper flare, it may be because something in that instant stressed you. You felt your emotions rise up. Maybe someone cut you off in traffic or cut in front of you in the grocery store line when you were trying to social distance, and they took that opportunity to pretend like they didn't notice you were actually standing in line socially distancing. You might feel yourself become angry at that moment. And maybe you say something, maybe you don't. But throughout the day, you pretty much forget about it. You might reflect on it and it can make you mad all over again, but mostly you're able to get on with your day and you ultimately forget about it. But there are the stressors that greet you each and every day. It could be a colleague that talks down to you on a regular basis, or that friend that you really enjoy, but there's this gossip session she or he seems to go off on whenever you're in a conversation together. And it makes you so angry. There are numerous things you encounter throughout your day. I have a neighbor who has the most perfectly well-behaved dog. And my dog occasionally barks at other dogs as we're walking past them. I really think that my dog is barking at the owners, because usually I'll notice that there is a direct correlation between when my dog is barking and I'll notice that the pet owner is pretty negative. You can just feel this negativity oozing off of the person. I'm sure you have people like that in your life. Well, one of my neighbors is that way. And the other day when I passed the neighbor, my dog barked at his dog. And his dog just walked on ahead. But my neighbor let me know how badly behaved my dog was to bark. What I really wanted to say to that man is, yes, your dog is so well behaved, but it's too bad you're not. But I stopped myself. And I kind of fumed about it for a while. But then I thought that I did the right thing by not fueling this confrontation and making it really uncomfortable walking past this person. It's still uncomfortable, but I'm not going to feed into that kind of confrontation. So I invite you right now to straighten your spine and close your eyes. And to bring to mind the kind of anxiety and stress you may encounter on a regular basis, maybe daily. It's the ongoing stressors of everyday life that trigger your anger. And bring the situation to mind. And visualize yourself staying focused, and you might even prepare some kind of solution, such as a way that you will not engage, or a way that you could possibly create more peace. Just think about what that might look like in regard to your unique stressors. Notice pain, emotionally or even physically, you may feel in your body right now with this reflection on your daily stressors. I invite you to place your hands in the Mukula Mudra, where you tap your fingertips right down to your thumb tip, doing this with both hands. Now place your hands across the area where you feel stress or tension and gently rotate in a counterclockwise and then in a clockwise rotation, gently and slowly, and see if you can feel the pain or the pressure or tension open up. A mudra helps stimulate a part of your body that resonates with a particular area of your brain. This Mukula mudra helps to reduce emotional and physical tension. Continue to reflect on your daily ongoing stressors, knowing that it's okay that you have stress in your life and that you might not even manage it well. But that's okay too, as long as you have the awareness of what you're sending your energy towards. You can begin to take the steps towards keeping your energy within you in a place of peace. Continue to sit in your place of peace. You are so worth slowing down for.